kindness adds and multiplies as we divide it with others. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Kindness adds and multiplies as we divide it with others. Many of us would like to have more kindness in our life. We'd like to have more happiness in our life. We'd like to have all the good things that life could offer. However, we spend our time thinking about the things that life offers in abundance in a negative way. And then we wonder why the negative things come our way. When we can think of kindness, when we can think of kind acts and kind ways, we are empowering these acts in these ways. We empower kindness by thinking about it, and of course by doing it too. When you're walking along and someone drops something, do you immediately say, "Oh, sir, you dropped something," or do you immediately pick it up and take it to them and say, "Sir, you dropped this," and they say, "Oh, thank you so much, I didn't realize I dropped it." And maybe it was something they didn't want. Maybe it was something that they wanted to drop and wanted to get out of their life. But that's another story. Kindness adds and multiplies as we divide it with others. Now, the very act of you seeing something that dropped and picking it up and returning it to the person who dropped it is sufficient for you. It is your gift, your glory, your wonder, your magic. It has nothing to do with the other person. If the other person dropped it on purpose, or if the other person didn't want it, or if the other person is just so thrilled that you picked it up because it was something important to them that they had lost, and you found it and you brought it back to them, that makes no difference either. If what we do is getting blessed by others, then what we do is of no account at all. Our life can be filled with kindness in so many different ways. Our life can be filled with kindness when we think a loving thought about another. A person talked to me on the phone today and said that they wanted treatment for someone who was ill. And I said, "That person right now is whole and perfect. That person right now is fantastic. That person right now is wonderful." And they said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I talk to you, I feel so good about it. When I talk to you, I feel all raised up and in energy. When I talk to you, I feel that it really works. It really works." I had a phone call from Germany yesterday. A young man had taken an examination, and he hadn't passed it. And it was a great exam for the German government working in their tax offices. And it was a very stiff exam, and he came in out of, I believe, five top ones, but he just missed the point. He didn't get in there, but he was up there. Now, he said, "Why did that happen? Why didn't he make it? Why didn't he do this?" And then he started to give me the reasons why. And I said, "Now, just a minute. Are you brilliant? Yep. Do you know the subject? Yep. Are you able to do the test? Yep. Were you paying attention when the test was going on? Yeah, really, sort of. Did you have other things on your mind? Did you worry about your family? Were you thinking about what was going on in your house? Were you thinking about whether you were going to get home that weekend to be with your family? Were you concerned about other things?" Well, yeah. Well, of course you failed. If you cannot be one-pointed in your goal, you cannot achieve your goal. You might get a modicum of that, but you wouldn't achieve it. Now, why didn't you succeed in the test? Because you weren't one-pointed. Now, why is it people do not succeed in a kindness that they would like for themselves? They would like perfect health. Oh, how people like perfect health. And how silly they are. They talk about their ill health. Oh, and the more you talk about the ill health, the more you empower the ill health to be there. Kindness adds and multiplies as we divide it with others. So let's take the kindness of saying, "I am whole and perfect." Let's take the kindness of knowing that all is in divine order in my world. Let's take the kindness of knowing that I am in charge of everything I do. Could this young man have passed his test? Oh, easily. but he was a bit of a scatterbrain. He had other things on his mind. Well, we all do. That's right. We all are a bit of a scatterbrain. We have other things on our mind. And then we wonder why we don't succeed. Well, it's just that simple. Be one-pointed. Now, how do you do that? You train yourself, you train yourself, you train yourself. You train yourself in thinking one point at a time. Be consistent. If you just take, for instance, you have a cold, or you have a sore throat, or you have a sore toe, or you have some problem specific, and you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, and then the pain comes to your attention. I'm whole and perfect. You do not pay any attention to the pain. Because the pain is merely trying to say, oh no, you're not, oh no, you're not whole and perfect, ha 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 ha. And we fall into the trap. We fall into the trap of our own body complaining. Our tummy says, you're hungry, you're hungry, you're hungry. And you've eaten a good meal three times a day, and so now it's another meal time coming, and it looks like you won't be eating because you're not anywhere near a restaurant, you're not anywhere near food, and so, oh my God, I'll have to go without my meal. And that's silly. All you do is say to yourself, huh, I think it's time for me to be enjoying the food that's in my body already, to not be under demand by this, and you let the knot out of there, to I'm full, I'm content, I'm peaceful. And then you go on and get interested in other things, and you'll forget about being hungry. Get interested in how wonderful you are, and you'll forget about your toe. You'll forget about your cold. You'll forget about anything when you start getting interested in something else. Well, now, that's just what our young man did on his test. He got interested in something else and not his test, and so he flunked the test. So bad, you know? He's a brilliant young man, brilliant beyond imagination. He's fantastic. But he didn't pay attention to what was seemingly important to him at the time. We have to set our priorities. What are our priorities? What kind of priorities do we have? Kindness adds and multiplies as we divide it with others. Let's take that kindness and let that word divide be gone. Let's take that kindness and give it and give it and give it and give it and give it. And as we give this kindness to ourselves and to others, as we share it and spread it around and just see everybody else wonderful, fantastic, glorious, and whole, what happens to us? We are glorious, fantastic, and whole. That's the way the principle works. That's the way the principle works. When people call me, they say, wow, when I talk to you, I feel that the principle works. Well, I'm enthusiastic about the principle. Now, are you enthusiastic about it? Are you enthusiastic about the principle to the point that you put it in motion for yourself and you get results? You can be. It's your choice. Now, what is it that is important for you? Whatever your goal, whatever your gift, whatever your kindness is to yourself or to another, you will find it is richly rewarding in your world. Some people say, I am independently wealthy, and then they wonder why they're not independently wealthy. Well, they're not independently wealthy because they're thinking about their bills, they're thinking about this, thinking about that. Don't do that. Think about abundance. Think about having more than enough money to cover all of the things you want to pay. But I don't. Okay, there you go. No abundance for you. You are unable to think about it. You are unable to put it as your number one priority in your mind. And so, that's just too bad. When you grow up, when you train yourself to be master of your thought, master of your positive thought, then you will have your abundance. You will have your health. As you give this kindness away, not worrying, will I have any more to give? Just give it, give it, give it. You'll find that it just grows and grows and multiplies and returns to you in manyfold. One woman wrote and she said, I don't have much money. I'm retired and I'm a pensioner and so forth. And I said, I want you to know one thing. I want all your money. I want all your money. I want every penny you have. And here's how I define money. Money are all your good thoughts, all your good ideas about yourself and about your world. money is all that is beautiful and good and positive. Now, that's all the money that you have, and that's all the money that I want. And I want it now, and I want it again and again and again and again and again. And I don't ever want to hear you tell me you don't have that kind of money. And that kind of money is the kind that just grows. That kind of money is the kind that escalates to the point that it covers every desire of your heart. Is that where you are? That's where I am. So join me today in enjoying kindness as it multiplies and spreads throughout all the world, because first I am one-pointed in my kindness. Know that I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.